African Voice News, the Global Link.
CCZ urges youth to reject political violence ahead of elections. Lopez says 700 kwacha salary increment reflects government's capacity. A Nigerian court orders UK to pay £420 million over 1949 killing of minors. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Council of Churches in Zambia CCZ President Reverend Axon Banda has appealed to youth across the country to resist political leaders who incite violence ahead of the general elections, warning that such leaders do not mean well for Zambia. Reverend Banda says all forms of violence, including tribal and divisive remarks, must be strongly condemned as the country prepares for the polls. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Reverend Banda cautioned Zambians against taking the prevailing peace for granted, noting that political competition should be grounded in ideas and national development rather than intimidation and hostility. Politics is a competition of ideas, so let us compete based on what we want to offer to the nation, but the moment one starts talking about violence, it means they do not mean well for the country, said Reverend Banda. Reverend Banda, who is also Reformed Church in Zambia, RCZ's Synod moderator, emphasized that youths who often bear the brunt of election-related violence should not allow themselves to be used as tools by politicians with selfish agendas. He further condemned any individual or political leader who promotes violence, stressing that politics should be anchored on merit, respect, and the common good of the nation.
And I think the appeal to the young people, they need also to gauge and look at these politicians. If they are telling you to go and fight, then they don't mean well for the country. The simple understanding is that democracy and politics is actually a competition of ideas. So let us compete based on what we want to offer to the nation. But the moment somebody starts talking about violence, then they don't mean well for the country. So I think we should condemn in totality any person that is going to talk about violence, tribalism, and anything. People should be based on merit and what we see they think they can offer in terms of their ideas.
A one-year-old child identified as Precious Mutanga has allegedly drowned in Chilanga District. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the incident occurred on February 6, 2026, around 11 hours in Muchini Village, Chilanga District. Mr. Chilabi explained that police received the report later the same day around 12:30 hours from 37-year-old Rines Njovu, who reported that her niece had drowned. Preliminary investigations indicate that a passerby found the child's body in a water reservoir approximately 50 centimeters deep, which collects water from a hand pump at the residence. The child was found face down in the water, said Mr. Chilabi, in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi disclosed that the passerby informed a relative who then reported the incident to the police. Police officers then visited the scene and confirmed the report. He added that investigations have since been launched to establish the exact circumstances surrounding the incident. Mr. Chilabi further said that the body has been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH Mortuary, where it is awaiting a post-mortem examination.
The Zambia Police Service in Chilanga District recorded an incident in which a one-year-old child, identified as Precious Mutanga, is believed to have drowned. The incident occurred on February 6, 2026, around 11 hours in Muchini Village, Chilanga District. Preliminary investigations indicate that a passerby found the child's body in a water reservoir approximately 50 centimeters deep, which collects water from a hand pump at the residence.
The National Union for Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES, says the 700 kwacha salary increment agreed upon for public service workers reflects what the government could realistically afford. Government on Wednesday announced an increase of 700 kwacha in monthly basic salaries across the public service following the conclusion of negotiations on improved salaries and conditions of service. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, NUPES President Victor Muyumba explained that government settled for the 700 kwacha increment after considering competing national priorities, including the free education policy, which could have been negatively affected by a higher wage adjustment. Mr. Muyumba noted that while unions had hoped for a higher increment, negotiations require compromise, realism, and mutual understanding. The union signed for the 700 kwacha increment not because it is sufficient, but because it is what the government could afford at this time, he said. He further stated that given the country's recent challenges, such as the energy crisis, a devastating drought, and ongoing debt repayments, the salary increase demonstrates the government's commitment to the welfare of public service workers, adding that some administrations might have opted for a wage freeze under similar circumstances. Mr. Muyumba has since commended the government, describing the increment as the highest salary adjustment offered since the current administration assumed office.
Where we can be blamed as unions is not to sensitize our members enough on the process of negotiation. That's where probably we haven't done a good job. So we can't blame them for saying whatever they are saying. And you see, government does not have readily available money in some form of a warehouse where they go and collect to pay people. Each and every or spending agent has got a limited source of income.
A Lusaka-based clergy has called on communities to take collective responsibility in the fight against malaria, saying the disease can only be eliminated if everyone actively participates in prevention efforts. Rev. Axon Kampala, a member of the Faith Leaders Advocacy for Malaria, FLAME, said the fight against malaria goes beyond government interventions and requires the involvement of individuals, families and faith institutions. Speaking on Radio Christian's Voice Community Forum program under the topic How Can the Church Support Government Efforts in Eliminating Malaria, Rev. Kampala emphasized that everyone has a role to play in reducing malaria cases. Simple actions such as keeping surroundings clean, eliminating stagnant water and maintaining proper sanitation can significantly reduce mosquito breeding, said Rev. Kampala. He also urged community members to be vigilant and seek medical attention promptly when malaria symptoms appear. Rev. Kampala, who is also parish priest for St. Francis Anglican Church in Chawama, added that the church has a critical role in educating and mobilizing communities by spreading awareness, encouraging responsible health practices and supporting government-led malaria prevention programs. He further encouraged faith leaders to use their platforms to promote behavior change and remind congregations that protecting health is a moral responsibility that benefits society as a whole.
He beat the community of lawyers, the pastors and everyone. And hence, as we are coming talking about malaria, it is not a one-man show thing.
No.
It is not for Ministry of Health alone. But we need to help the government. And who is the government? We are, because we are the people that have been, for example, when there is a crisis, and then we are the ones that sometimes we even say in a local language, government yanganepo, boma yanganepo, and then we are forgetting that where we are in that community, then we need to take part in making sure that...
In African news, a Nigerian court has ordered the British government to pay $27 million to each of the families of the 21 coal miners killed in 1949 by the colonial administration.